Welcome to episode 84 of the Hijinks Ensue podcast. I'm your host, Joel Watson, creator of the online comic Hijinks Ensue, and this podcast as well. After a 13-month hiatus, I am proud to say that the Hijinks Ensue podcast is back. It's been retooled and sort of rebuilt from the ground up. If this is your first episode listening, please do enjoy the conversational ramblings of myself and my other professional funny time talking friends. Normally, if you're an old fan of the show, if you've been listening for a long time, you'll know that in previous incarnations of the podcast, myself and my co-host would discuss topical, nerdery, geek events, pop culture type things that were happening in the world at that moment. TV shows, movies, internet goings on, etc. This new Hijinks Ensue is going to be a little bit different. It's more conversational, it's more laid back, it's less structured, and it's mainly focused on my friends and myself trying to make each other laugh. I've also brought in some new co-hosts and sort of a rotating cast of internet talking funny makers. Longtime listeners of Hijinks Ensue will also notice that the 50 or 60 some odd post shows, which were little 30-minute bonus episodes that I would put in a special place only for donators and premium subscribers and paid subscribers after each show that they could download and listen to, are now in the full free feed. So if you've already been through the backlog of 83 episodes of Hijinks Ensue and you want to hear, dear God, hours and hours, probably a good 20, 30, 40 hours of additional ramblings and talkings, then just go back and maybe unsubscribe and resubscribe in iTunes or check out the blog at podcast.hijinksensue.com. And you should be able to download those post shows and get a little bit more bang for your no buck, your $0 investment. So there's more free entertainment for you to listen to. Speaking of free entertainment, in order for this show to keep going strong and not go on another 12-13 month hiatus, I would request that you do check out the donations link at podcast.hijinksensue.com and consider setting up a $2, $3, $4 a month ongoing subscription in order to support the show, support the time and effort that goes into producing it and recording it and scheduling it and editing it and uploading it, making blog posts, and all of those things. It really does amount to at least a part-time job worth of hours per week. And so if you do enjoy the show and you want to see it go on and on and on and get better and better, please check out the donations link. You can set up any amount you like, starting at $2 all the way up to $20. Or if you don't feel like doing that, you can give a one-time donation of any amount. And I certainly would appreciate it. If you want to know more about where the podcast went, why it went away, and how it's coming back and how it's going to be different, then look in the show notes for this episode. There's going to be a link to a blog post on Hijinks Ensue that kind of goes over all of that. A couple of things coming up. I'm going to be at Toronto Fan Expo. You'll be able to see me exhibiting with Blind Ferret on August 23rd. The show runs the 23rd through the 26th. I'll be there the 23rd through the 25th. So please come out. I will draw on things. I will ruin pieces of paper for you. I'll sell you books and t-shirts. We'll exchange awkward glances. Gen Con is this weekend, the 16th through the 19th in Indianapolis. I'm not going to be there, but all of those things I just mentioned, shirts, books, stuff, are going to be there at the Blind Ferret booth. So go visit Blind Ferret, makers of popular online comics, Least I Could Do, Looking for Groove. Also, my friend Randy Milholland, creator of Something Positive and Super Stupor, is going to be exhibiting there. He will draw horrible, horrible things on cards for you. He'll also sell you things. So please, I think it's booth 119 if you're going to be at Gen Con this weekend. Check those guys out and ask them why I'm not there. It's because I didn't want to go. The weekend after Toronto Fan Expo, starting August 31st, I'm going to be in Dallas, Texas, my hometown, at Anime Fest Dallas for 3 or 4 days. So please come there. Myself and Rob Denblaker from Cyanide and Happiness will be sharing a table. If you want to send in comments, questions, or even phone calls, You can do all of that, and I'll address them during this intro part of the show. So you can email podcast@hijinxandsue.com. You can fill out the contact form on the website, or you can call our Fancy Bastard hotline, 203-6-FANCY-B. When you're done with the show, if you enjoy it, feel free to leave us a positive review on iTunes. Feel free to tell your friends about it. Explore the backlog. I don't care. I'm just happy that it's back. I miss doing the podcast. I'm very glad to be doing it again. And so without further ado, episode 84 of Hijinks and Sue, featuring my good friends Chris Wilson and Rob Dimblaker from Cyanide and Happiness at Explosum.net. We drink some drinks. We make some funnies. We do some characters. We tell some stories. Chris's house does not burn down. Spoilers. And Godspeed, you fancy bastards.
This is not the future we were promised. This is not the future we were counting on. This is not the world every boy and every girl envisioned. From the time we learned, we all were growing up.
And, can we talk about how your house is burning down, Chris, or is that too touchy of a subject?
Oh, no, we can definitely talk about it. Well, I can only give the only information that I have from not being in Colorado whatsoever.
We're in Dallas, Texas. The three of us, Rob and I, live in Dallas. You live in some shithole state called Colorado.
It's actually better than Dallas.
It is terrible.
I'm with Chris on this.
I know. Dallas is not that great. I'm not even going to pretend. So you came down specifically for no other reason than to make me feel good on my birthday.
That's true.
There were some ancillary benefits and plans, but primarily hundreds of dollars of expense, hours of travel, uprooting your life, just to put a smile on my face.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, we'll go with that. We'll go with that.
And I did not appreciate it. So
that's kind of my gift to you.
Your gift to me was sadness.
It's sadness. And also, even though my house is currently burning down, I'm still here.
So that brings us up to the present. How long were you in Dallas, living it up, partying, irresponsibly, I might add, just making a fool of yourself. How long were you doing that before you found out that Fort Collins, Colorado was burning to the ground?
Two days here, and then...
And who started that fire?
Yeah, it was always burning since the world was turning.
You didn't start the fire?
I don't think so. I mean...
Did you light it?
I was actually writing Happy Birthday Joel in flames so you could Google map it and kind of... Did I try to fight it? Well, yeah.
Rattle off a list of Billy Joel lyrics speedily?
Yeah. But sometimes that just makes the fire.
Has it really been just burning, like we can't control these wildfires for months?
They can't even really get close enough to fight it. There's 0% containment, and it's going in every direction.
Do you feel like that's laziness, or...
Yeah, I think right now, the fire department is lacking, and actually the plumbers, I think they could actually do a better job if they just start fucking with the sewer system.
Right.
Unplugging everyone's plumbing in their house and everything.
Just shit geysers.
Reverse every toilet at once.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah. And then
they had that switch, right?
Yes, the reverse flow of all toilets and sinks.
They can't burn your house down if it's all made of water.
Exactly. This is what I was telling Chris earlier, is we were trying to figure out if he should evacuate. And what the plan would be, should you load up a car as soon as you get home in case they say, get the fuck out? I say load up a boat, like a party barge, and just float out serenely under the middle of a lake. Because there's only one thing that can't burn, and that's a lake. That's
true. But science. I would rather have fire as a neighbor than know that any time my entire house could sink. But then I'm not sure if you've seen a forest fire of this size, but it's actually raining ash and ember and everything like that.
That's very Auschwitz-y.
I know. Yeah. Well, I mean,
Rob, mark the time. I think we're 5 minutes in and we did an Auschwitz joke. So there we go.
Okay,
good. We're good.
Auschwitz in just 5 minutes.
Well, he's got the app for that. He's got the Auschwitz app.
Yeah.
He's got a beta release of iOS 6, and so that's built into Siri.
All right, well, I might as well just get a place while I'm here.
Right. I was just saying, I figured you're here.
You're drinking out of a bottle of wine, so you're obviously comfortable and you've got everything you need. So.
All right, don't dispute me and my depression, all right? My house is on fire and it's for your birthday.
Chris, I don't know if you heard, but only you can prevent forest fires, so I think it's clear who dropped the ball.
Someone, a friend of ours, actually took a picture of, we have a hiking trail that's currently on fire right now, and they took a picture, a very ominous picture. About a 6 foot tall sign with Smokey the Bear saying, only you can prevent forest fires. Wow. And in the background is a gigantic forest
fire.
Can
they get a picture of that sign burning down?
I'm not sure.
I feel like that's necessary.
I think it's actually illegal to get closer to the fire. I mean, there's a guy who did try to go and do a rain dance at the fire.
I feel like what I know of you, your running crew is probably the type of guys that don't care what's illegal and what's not.
Yeah, that's true.
I feel like they were maybe firecrackering in the woods. And,
oh, yeah,
and
we're hoodlums.
This is their fault.
Yeah.
I am. You know what's weird? I knew I moved into a new neighborhood when I was 14, and I moved from having never lived near kids my age in my entire life into a neighborhood where like every other house was a 14-year-old boy. So,
ooh,
if I was an old pedophile, it was paradise. It was just phenomenal. Such soft, milky skin.
But instead, you're a young pedophile.
And right, I was just young, and it's not even pedo if they're your age. It just makes you gay. So
I guess so.
I was just a regular gay. And
is it really gay, or is it just making friends when you move into a new town?
You make friends, you pull out your dick. So I move into this new town, and there's two things I notice that are weird about the kids I meet. There's one set of kids that are on some sort of lockdown. Like, they can't go anywhere. They aren't allowed to stay out even to the normal curfew time. And it wasn't just one guy. It was like five guys.
Did you move into a suburb?
Yeah, moved into a fairly affluent suburb, like for where I was in Southeast Texas. So there's all these mostly upper middle class kids that are – there's some shit that's gone on. And then there's this one kid. His situation is just fucked. And it's like – I'm getting the feeling it's for a different reason, but he's not allowed to do anything. He's on fucking lockdown. So it turns out about a month before I moved there, the one group of kids had been sneaking into an abandoned house and vandalizing it every day.
Oh.
Just for fun. Setting stuff on fire, spray painting the walls, tearing out drywall. Because they're 14 and their parents have money and they don't know what to do with all that aggression, I guess.
Yeah.
The other kid had gone behind his house into some woods and burned them to the ground.
Yeah.
Just acres, fucking with fire.
There's actually a town about an hour and maybe 15 minutes away from where I grew up that basically these two kids, they were maybe 12 or 13 at the time, they were trying to build a fire outside because they're fucking dumb, I guess. It was very windy. It was about 54 mile an hour.
I think it's because they saw the briefly aired Only You Can Start Forest Fires campaign.
Turns out that was more detrimental.
No, keep coming in with more fire safety. I'm learning. I could go back and kind of solve my own problems.
Guys!
Well, it all started with a bear with an idea.
A bear with an idea.
Guys, yeah. I came back from civilization with the solution. It's water.
Yeah, but basically a friend of mine, his father had a house there and also where I grew up. These two kids tried to build a fire.
Ooh la la, Mr. Two Houses.
This is the thing, though. The dude was a millionaire.
Only one
and he
now.
Didn't spend money on shit. But the thing was, these kids tried to build a fire in 54 mile an hour winds, and it's a town called Superior. I think it's got like 300 people there. And
doesn't sound superior.
Exactly. Oh my God. Do you think they ever heard that?
Is that Wyoming or Colorado?
That's Wyoming.
You think anybody already said it? Maybe it should be inferior Wyoming?
Oh man.
Oh shit.
But now it's like obviously the 54 mile an hour winds carried the fire and burned half the town down. And my friend's father lost about $800,000 in antiques that he was keeping there.
You know, that's not even cool.
No, I'm saying,
who needs that shit?
That's what do you mean? Why
it's good
not
for
cool?
him. It's
that was $800,000 that you
But it was probably all bullshit, you know?
It's just
fucking old, ugly shit.
Yeah,
chairs with three legs. And,
yeah,
like, old
just
dishes.
Fucking like paintings.
Yeah.
Just fucking ugly ass paintings and shit.
I got this bathrobe from 1785. Yeah. It's worth this.
Louis
burn it
14th.
Down.
Burn it. Just burn it all.
You know, I don't know why we're not like.
That. You know what I feel like you're not looking at right now is the positive, the cleansing fire. This is the Lord's work. This is the Lord looked at Colorado and said, no, not on my watch.
Yeah, but Dallas is still standing.
We're his people.
Yeah, exactly. What's his name?
We were exiled out of Houston, and we had
We wandered for 4 hours down I-45, and
I'm pretty sure Texas has the kind of crossover gods, like you guys have, like the Chipotlatl and
Quetzalcoatl. Yeah, we've got the old gods, we've got the new gods, we've got the drowned god.
How progressive.
The god of light.
Well, was Quetzalcoatl the one that burned down Texas after Rick Perry's prayer campaign for
rain? Yes, yes. Yeah. He's actually, Quetzalcoatl is why it's always 108 degrees here, mm-hmm. because there's a Colorado-level forest fire that they're keeping just above us, just to let us know, at any moment. Just at any moment, it could fall.
I like
rain fire.
Colorado caliber.
Yeah, it's Colorado caliber. It's Fort Collins caliber.
We do flames the best.
You realize...
No, burn down their entire state better than we can.
No, this will be a thing. In like a month, people will be saying, God damn it, it's hot. Is it fucking... Fort Collins, Colorado in here?
My question is, if Fort Collins has fires approaching, why doesn't everyone recede into the fort itself and just kind of bunker down?
There is no fort. This is like, I lived
in...
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I lived in Fort Bridger before Fort Collins, and I was going to go to Fort Lauderdale next, and then, I don't know how many forts there are, but Fort mm-hmm. Collins is the only one that...
Tree does. Fort, Pillow Fort,
yeah.
Couch Fort.
Yeah, yeah.
Couch Fort, Colorado is the worst place. It is absolutely... Population 4, it's terrible. It is a terrible place.
Yeah, and it's boys only. Mm-hmm. So,
oh, no girls allowed.
You spill Kool-Aid one time and
Chris's mom goes crazy.
She does.
And when company comes over, the fort has to be taken down.
Yeah.
I mean, well, the thing about...
Bullshit. There's only four good chairs in the house anyway. I mean, and we never sit at that table.
Yeah, no one does.
Let me just keep the fort up.
Yeah, but when company comes around, face value is all that's important. But
fucking mom, man. Fucking mom.
Fort Collins doesn't have a fort, and...
We were talking about real stuff.
Go ahead. Fort Bridger.
Is there a bridge?
No, there's not a bridge.
This is bullshit.
The fort did get burned down by Mormons in Fort Bridger.
Oh, well, they're good at that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's their want to do.
It's not a Colorado fire, but...
No, it's not Fort Collins caliber, but it's Latter-day Saints caliber.
Yeah. Right.
Fort Bridger, Wyoming, where Chris here grew up, is notable historically because it's where the Donner Party was when they got some bad advice to turn south. Which ended up stranding them for the winter.
When they're trying to get to Breckenridge.
Yeah, that happened. Where
was there like
up.
A...
Wait,
was
no,
there
like Donner Party was California Mountains.
That's where they were headed. But they were in Wyoming still when they got a bad map from a guy.
Really?
In Fort Bridger.
And no one really mapped the place. I mean, they knew where
the way you want to go is down Eat Your Neighbor Pass in Thigh Gristle Valley. And,
Yeah, we eat each other all the time.
Bloodmouth Gulch.
Bloodmouth Gulch.
Yeah, he gave them the bad map. He also gave them a recipe for really good, arm soup.
If you still have your legs by the time you reach Flaming Gorge.
Flaming Gorge. We're not going to Fort Collins, old man.
Flaming Gorge is a real place. I always thought when I was a kid it sounded like an STD.
I'm sorry, Chris. You have... Flaming Gorge.
Well,
Okay, is it communicable? Can I still have sex?
I'm just gonna let someone eat it off.
Yeah. You put some peanut butter on your dick and somebody will take care of it.
Yeah.
It's the only way to get
just
it.
Take a
it's like gum in the hair.
Gum in the hair? Yeah.
Peanut butter. Okay. It's always peanut butter.
Do you let someone eat the gum out of your hair?
Yeah. No, you get gum in your hair and you go find somebody willing to chew it out. And that's the most natural way to maintain your hair.
That's how the Donner Party went down. They got a taste
for hair.
Yeah.
Right. And they just kept going.
Right.
The main guy, Mr. Donner, was like, God damn it, I got chili in my hair. Like, I'll help you out there, buddy.
We're at Donner Party Jokes in 15 minutes.
Okay, that's good. Mark that down. Not you bad. Got that app too? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, well, I mean, I think one of the coolest things you could do is blow a really hairy bubble.
And we're done.
So, your house is burning to the ground. That's depressing. Let's dwell on that.
I think it's kind of fucking punk rock.
It really is kind of gutter punk of you to be all nonchalant while your house burns down.
Well, it's just filled with things. I'll burn down the rest of it.
Also some animals.
There, I have a cat named Ashes who is Ashes now. Ha ha ha. Hoo 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 hee.
I wanted you to say, it's just full of things, memories, my life.
Yeah,
everything I care about.
I put my life into that shitty trailer in a trailer park.
Well, this is the thing I was talking to our good friend the Wee Jenny about, was why can't you just hook them all up in a convoy and get like a F-150.
Because
like
no one gets along with each other.
Or like a dually F-250 and then just drive them all down the road 10 miles or so.
Yeah, an F-250. Well, 10 miles. This fire is moving 10 miles a day.
Oh, Jesus. Okay, never mind.
Well, you know, no one gets along with each other. It's a trailer park. Every time I try to walk to the wee Jenny place, she has neighbors that don't have their
They're shooting
on.
Arrows at you. They all have crossbows and beers.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they have their shirt off, and they're like, get off my fucking lawn! And it's not even your lawn.
Right,
and the, if you're trying to, like, become a owner there, at the very least, it's a co-op, you know?
Right.
It's like, you're gonna... If you have a problem with me standing on your lawn right now, it's gonna take 4 days of bureaucracy for someone to slap me on the wrist.
This is community space. I consider your front porch to be a park.
Right.
I want to slide on the toilet that you have in your front lawn. So
it's like a kind of like a children's toy toilet with like an orange seat and blue base.
What you should do one day is like before a neighbor comes out, I'm sorry, let me preface this by saying, assuming that all of this hasn't burned to the ground already. When you go back, assuming that it's still there, you should start a cookout in the toilet on their lawn while they're still inside and then invite them out.
Okay.
And that's neighborly.
Yeah, not bad. You know, just like
maybe
if we have some sort of sense of camaraderie, we can link up and get away from the flames.
When I was about 8 years old, my mom got her hair done at her friend from church's salon, which was a trailer in the front yard of her trailer.
Right.
So like they lived in a single wide, and then there was a quarter trailer, whatever, a little building, a little outbuilding in front. That was Kellen's, a contemporary salon.
Oh.
And anything but. It was like, I do perms for Texas ladies, you know? Like, that's all it was. And so we would go there, you know, once a week or every 2 weeks or whatever, and I would play with her kids. So by default, I had to be friends with her kids. And it was the poster of, like, everything anyone's ever said bad about a trailer park or growing up in one, you know? Like, it was all dirt.
Okay.
The youngest boy, Brandon, ate dirt.
Okay.
And probably due to an iron deficiency, because that's why kids do that.
And his dad was Joe Dirt.
Yeah. No, David Spade was there.
You can't really afford iron when you live in a trailer park.
And Rob Schneider had a bit part in their lives. He showed up every once in a while and did a catchphrase.
He showed up as an object.
Sounds pretty awesome, actually.
Yeah. You know what? Here's what's funny. When I was a kid, that was my favorite fucking place to go. Because
trailer park,
because there was no fucking rules. Everything was already broken and shitty.
That's true.
And so you just ran fucking wild. They had a rope tied to their tree, and we would get on their goddamn roof. We would like climb on their balcony, porch, their little, you know, we built a porch in front of our door that's 4 feet off the ground or whatever. We would get on their fucking roof and grab that rope and just swing into a giant tree.
Okay, yeah, the amount of backwoods trailer stories I have is very extensive.
Hit me with one.
Okay, all right. Well, I guess to get started, we did something similar in my friend's kind of trailer area when I was just but a boy.
A wee babe.
We would zip sleeping bags all the way up past our collarbones.
Like, this is going already. Okay.
And then we would climb, like, well, I mean, obviously we'd climb up the shitty tin roof of this trailer.
Please tell me you called this game caterpillaring.
That's a better, like...
Crystal listening.
We called it burritoing.
Okay.
Basically, we'd get to the top of this shitty, slippery tin roof, and we'd zip the sleeping bags all the way up to our collarbones, and then we would jump off that onto a trampoline. So if you did go, like, start endoing off the trampoline and go wayward, you would have no arms to catch yourself.
You're giving yourself a good, like, 50-foot trajectory there.
Yeah.
That's an Angry Birds-type situation.
Very, very true.
That is. And there might have been pigs at the other end of your course there.
Oh, man. Pigs would live in the suburbs in the upper-class neighborhoods. basically, another one, if I can just share it super quickly.
Oh, if you could indulge me,
it's easy.
Please.
It's easy to summarize. My friend's father was, I don't know, he was kind of like he was a good person, but he was the meth king of all these meth heads that would hang out at his place. And we'd just be kids, and we were very associated. We just kind
of
hang out.
And this is pre-meth trend.
Yeah.
You know, this is probably a good 15 years before meth became the hot button.
Yeah, it was a
destructor of our nation's shitty places.
Version.
Yeah, this was made of Beth... Meth beta. There we go. Go ahead.
Beth beta.
Meth beta.
Metha.
Beth meta.
Go ahead. Anyhow, he would he had a baby duck, and this thing was something that he thought would change his backyard and make it beautiful.
Magic duck.
Like a goat.
A Zen garden
like
kind
a goat.
Of thing.
He thought it would eat the grass and lay beautiful colored eggs everywhere.
So he planted the duck underground to see if it would grow into a beautiful tree.
He dug a fucking pit in the middle of his shitty yard.
That's right. A duck pit.
A duck pit, yeah.
Is this for duck fighting?
He only had one duck. But
again, was this for duck fighting? Like, would he get in there with the duck and wrestle it, or?
You know,
it's missed opportunity.
I'm gonna, yeah, you know, and if and maybe
ducks are voracious fighters, they're. Go ahead.
All right, the duck was just a little baby duck, and he took better care of it than he did his son, which was my friend.
The duck's sitting there with like an entire pizza, and the son's probably the same kid. I knew it was eating dirt.
Yeah, the duck has an SNES for Christmas, and the kid has like socks.
Quackers. Yeah. Get in here and open up the present.
Here, let me help you.
Sega Genesis!
Let me help you. Oh. Sega Genesis. Yeah, this Game Boy isn't in color, Dad. Well, I'll return it.
And like the son tries to reach over and grab the player too.
God damn it. Just let the duck have his things. He's, you know. Anyhow, the duck.
He's got Sonic and Knuckles.
The duck got killed by a stray cat.
Good.
And then. Bob.
Duck sounds like an asshole.
Guy. Bob went out in his fucking tidy whities and shot the cat with a compound bow.
Wow.
So, yeah. That's so nice. That'll set the tone, the atmosphere for.
You can end any story with shot a cat with a compound bow, and it's
in your
improved.
Underwear.
In your underwear, it's improved drastically.
Yeah, I was I wasn't there for the shooting, but I was there when the woman who owned the cat showed up.
Wow.
And she's like, "I believe this is yours," and she handed him an arrow.
No, she shot him with like. The shotgun.
She stabbed him to death with a compound arrow.
She was obviously just another like terrible like trailer trash kind of person with like cough drops in her hair or something. And,
you start eating those cough drops out, you're going to get the scalp and get a taste for blood.
Mm, yeah.
That's dangerous.
But basically she showed up at his door and she's like, "Yeah, I believe this is yours," and handed him this arrow that she found in her cat.
I would sleep with duck food in my hair and let the duck just eat it out at night.
Aww, that's cute though.
That's sexy.
It's what I do with my baby duck. We have a cat that when we first got it, we have two cats, TiVo and Replay. And when TiVo was a baby, my wife would wake up. She had about 3 feet of hair at the time. She would wake up and the cat would be choking itself to her scalp on hair.
Oh, wow.
And then you would get to take the cat and pull it off the hair as it came out of the cat's intestines out of its gullet. And then go wash your head until it bled, because that's the worst thing ever.
That really is. Well, I thought, like, terrible. You know, cats had that tongue. Like, I usually just use my cat's tongue to shave me. Mm-hmm. Or they can just cut off hair with their tongue. Mm-hmm. That's kind of their thing.
We had a cat named Ozzy Osbourne that if you let him lick your finger, he would eventually start deep-throating it.
Gross.
And it was a gradual, like... Lick, lick, lick.
All right, that's...
And he would never stop until you stopped him. And so you would let him do that for like 5 minutes because it was hilarious.
Why would you let him do that?
Because it was hilarious.
Okay.
And then you would have to get your finger removed because it was the worst thing ever. It was just a garbage finger after that.
So your wife had no hair and you all had no fingers.
No fingers. All for cats.
Okay. Well, all you know, cats. Good thing they're going around being cute.
Yeah, then you shot the cat with a crossbow.
I shot him with a crossbow. It's the only thing you can do. If you call the ASPCA and you say there's all these cats around my house, they send out a guy with a compound bow. So,
yeah,
I mean,
Well, it's, you know, company policy and everything. I mean, we had a cat that would suck on your earlobes. Like,
that's the worst.
Well, you know, when you take a cat away from its mother and, you know, too soon, they do that nursing thing where they suck on things.
Yeah,
I had a cat named Sheba.
No, slower.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, here's another goddamn backwoods story. My cat, who would suck on earlobes, basically, it would suck on your earlobe, and then you'd get, like, terrible hickeys and shit. But
that you have to explain as having been from a cat.
Yeah, from a cat. But that was my first cat. I got it for Christmas, and it got killed by a hawk.
Was it sent by a guy leading it with a compound bow? Like, go, hawk, go!
Go, hawk, yeah.
Oh, was he a falconer?
A falconer?
I feel like that would be a good profession for a guy that walks around with a compound bow.
That's kind of true.
I think the hawk was getting revenge for the duck, which was his son somehow.
He'd just take the bandana off his head and wrap it around his arm and be like, land!
You know, he took his shirt off and wrapped it around his arm.
Okay, that's
that
where
was
it
his
went.
Falconer glove.
Yeah.
His dirty, shitty shirt.
I don't think he wore a shirt. I think he thought oil stains were more fashionable.
On his skin?
Yeah. On his burly chest.
On his bare skin, he had
just
oil
roll
stain.
Away and he'd roll around in a dirt driveway to keep himself, you know.
You know what I always found confusing? We lived in a house. Our first house we had here in Dallas, when we finally got out of apartments, was in a neighborhood that was about 35, 40 years old. And it was a fixer-upper. And it was on a really narrow street. And it was a primarily Hispanic neighborhood. And there was a lot of car fixing going on in the street.
Yeah.
But the street wasn't wide enough for even two cars. Okay. Almost everyone parked in the street. So there was nowhere to drive. And then they would be under their cars working on them with their feet sticking out in the only drivable area.
Okay.
And then as cars would whip around this corner, the feet would just whoop.
They would just curl up and just slide under.
Yeah, there's no fear.
I mean, that's beautiful.
There was no fear. There was I was terrified of all of it, but there was no fear.
Why weren't they on the slidey boards with wheels and stuff? I don't know.
I feel like you have to not be under a car that's supported by its own tires to use one of those. I think
that's
you
true.
Probably have to have some sort of lift or something.
Well, I'm a narrow guy.
Right. I put some rollerblades on my shin on my back. What are those back things called?
Back shins.
Your back shins. Yeah, that's right. I wear two rollerblades on those, and I slide under a car.
Yeah.
Your dorsal shins.
My dorsal shins.
Yeah.
So, you know what's really weird, speaking of all the natural disasters? This area gets literally fucking destroyed annually, and somehow I've managed to miss it every year.
Like sleep through it?
No, like it hits within blocks and or miles of my house. A tornado will rip through Texas. We almost had an evacuation for tornadoes like 2 months ago.
Yeah, that was the one that was flipping like entire 18-wheelers over.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no. There was shit like movie effect shit that you're like, that looks so fake.
Yeah.
And they're like, this is happening right now. A guy is shooting this on his iPhone. Like,
yeah, and you see a cow going by.
Yeah, but not even joking. They were like, the tornado's coming, and it's not like big funnel up top, tiny point at the bottom. The bottom is like 7 miles wide, you know? And there's a 18-wheeler, and it just flies up in the air 300 feet, flips over 1,000 times, and lands 2 miles away. And they've got live video of this shit. And it's not...
That's nuts.
And it's not uncommon. That's the weird thing.
Yeah, it's almost annual. And like this time, it was seven individual tornadoes, which are all wrecking shit all over the city. And
all at once.
Not a single one came by, which my place, which I should be grateful for. But at the same time, I mean, that's one cool story that I never will get to tell.
Well, you also wouldn't even if it happened because you'd be dead.
That's true.
Yeah. So when it's a town organized evacuation, where do they take you for a tornado? Like, we just got to move away from the fire. Where do you go for a tornado?
Leave.
Like,
I guess.
Right. No, we're going under the bridge.
You're supposed to seek shelter. Under a bridge doesn't work. You're supposed to seek shelter. And the thing is, Texas doesn't have basements. So
that's true.
I guess you go to...
What did Bill Paxton do in the movie? Didn't he just tie himself to a pipe and he was good?
He chased the storm away.
This is what he did. Yeah. Him and Helen Hunt and the cow, they found belts, like they look like shaving straps or belts or something, in a barn, okay? And there was a pipe coming out of the ground.
That's where I keep my belts.
I watched this recently, which is why this is fresh in my mind. I saw this one scene out of this whole goddamn movie recently. They loop the belts and like do the lashes or whatever. Then they put it through their armpits and their shoulders, and then they hold each other as the entire structure and everything in it is removed, but they're completely unscathed.
Not a broken rib
or anything. And those belts, that hat, like eighth of an inch of leather, was stronger than the foundation of the entire barn, the house that was next to it, the tractor next to that.
Yeah.
There's all these saw blades flying every which goddamn way.
Yeah, they didn't get hit by any debris. The barn didn't even just like kind of fly through them to get to the tornado.
The other thing you can really appreciate about the movie Twister is that Philip Seymour Hoffman was back in his fat schlub that dies or is pathetic phase.
Wait, yeah, he's not in that now? I mean, I saw Happiness and
No. He's like Oscar caliber fat schlub pathetic now.
Okay.
Back then he was like bit
part. He was playing the overweight pothead of the group.
Right. Yeah. He's like, tornadoes, bro. Like,
yeah.
They're like, oh fatty. Oh, Philip Fatty. You're so potty.
Well, I mean, the thing that kept him safe is obviously the natural disaster of love.
Right. Right. They were strapped to the earth by their desire to fuck again.
So what were they strapped to again?
A pipe.
Just a pipe? Why didn't the pipe go flying?
A pipe that went both in and out of the ground like no pipe does.
Like, well, septic pipe.
Like zero pipes do. No pipes come out of the ground, go up a little bit, and then go right back down in a C shape. It just doesn't happen.
Yeah, so I guess that's true.
Don't call me on that, plumbers.
Well, sure, when you live in the middle enthusiast. Of
it. Plumbers, go fight the fucking fire.
Yeah, just fucking get to work.
Yeah, I think in the middle of a tornado alley, it's standard for pipes to come in and out of the ground.
We all have a tornado-safe pipe.
Yeah.
This is what we do. Yeah. We'll do plumbing around ourselves and plumb ourselves to the ground. I mean,
because sometimes you got to check on your knife shed in the middle of the storm. You want to be safe.
Well, look, the tornado comes, you immediately go to your saw blade shed. You go to your axe shed, your saw blade shed, your knife shed, whatever cutting implements you keep in a rickety shed.
I keep those all in separate sheds next to each other.
Okay, so you pick the best one, the ricketiest one.
Saw blade.
Then you get your, then you get your soldering equipment, and you start soldering copper pipes around your body in sort of a sarcophagus, a copper sarcophagus. And then you just ride the whole thing out.
Exactly. No, you actually, if you
pressurize them with argon. I should mention that too. That's the first thing you do.
If you have any access to a smelt,
you smelt the shit out of it.
Yeah, you just take that burning hot piece of metal and you slap it around you like a slap bracelet.
Just let it go. You make sure that you're on sort of a rough structure, like some rough concrete that you just poured or something. Yeah, then you just pour that molten shit all over your torso.
Yeah, you find some wet concrete a couple hours before and just lay in it.
Yeah,
yeah. Then the storm misses you by 5 miles, and you just stop.
And you just
story of my life.
Well, I mean, you've also burned out your abdomen, so you're probably not doing so hot anyway.
But yeah,
I feel like that's how Iron Man would have really gone. If he was, he's like Jensen. Melt all that shit. Okay, now let's make a chest plate. Oh, God!
Yeah.
Just melts through his flesh and
and then he
dissolves his heart.
Yeah, that would be a good superhero. That would kind of be original superhero idea because he wouldn't have any sort of, other identity.
Right, he's smelt man.
Yeah, I'm also that. Yeah, I'm a superhero. I'm also that guy who welded metal to his skin. So
that happened to me one time. We had a shop class in middle school, which is a really bad idea to begin with.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Too young sixth grade you had to be in sixth grade to go into like gigantic table saw class.
Yeah. So you made an Iron Man costume and escaped, right?
I did. I got out. what's kind of close to that is it was mostly unsupervised because the shop teacher just didn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. The kids were so bad. And he gave so little of a fuck that they had a mutual, like a mutually assured destruction pact where he would stay in his office and they would stay in the shop ruining things for the entire day. And they would take nails and put them in the air compressor guns and just fire nails at fucking 25 miles an hour at each other.
We did that as well. Yeah.
And so we were allowed to smelt lead. And cast chess pieces. And then if we wanted to, we could make a chess board, to go with it. And so being the goody-goody that I was, I went to all the tire shops and got all the old tire weights so that we would all have lead and no one else did. And so I provided all the lead for every class.
How did you do that?
You go to a tire shop and you're like, hey, can I have all your old tire weights? And they...
Would you do this before school? And
like after school. Yeah. I was like, oh, I want to make a chess set. Blah, it's going to be great.
I have all this extra lead, you guys.
Yeah. I'm like, guys, I'm literally sitting on a pile of lead at home. That's my bed. So,
dude, let's smoke it.
Yeah. Let's smoke it.
Let's smoke it.
They're inhaling the fumes off the smelting pot. Yeah. Mm. But our molds were these little clay molds of the chess pieces, and you're supposed to clamp them together. We didn't have any clamps, probably because some of the kids had broken them.
And so we melted them down.
Right. To make more clams. So we rubber banded them together, and I was pouring one, and the lead goes up and over the side just a little bit, drips down the side, burns the rubber band, the whole fucking thing opens up like butterfly style, and then all of the lead just flows onto my hand. Aww. And then hardens instantly.
Yeah, of course.
And so I fling it on the ground, tink, 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 tink. There's most of my hand cast in lead. And then my hand, I watch it as it just it just purples and bubbles.
Yeah.
Until it was basically a hand
good
blister.
Thing it was your palms. I mean, it would scar really badly anywhere else. I thought you were going to go into some sort of escape kind of thing when you said it was kind of a little bit related, where you're like, yeah, but I had this lead glove and I just punched through the wall and
I am Lead Man. Yeah.
School is out, you know?
Also, then I ran to the playground and cried until my mom came and got me. Yeah.
Also, you went into shock and just started going into cold sweats and shivered on the ground.
Right, right. No, I was in a coma for 3 days, so it was really
bad. Okay, though. You got out of the shock because they put a blanket over you.
What was fucked up is that shop teacher got the job because the previous shop teacher got fired because some kid was being a little shit on one of the bandsaws and doing it wrong, and he curved a piece of wood too sharply. And it made the saw blade fly off the wheels and cut his finger off.
Oh, cool.
And so because he was disobeying, they fired the shop teacher to appease the parents. But the kid didn't have a finger, so that's, you know.
Yeah.
Shop teacher.
Yeah, clearly the problem is the teacher, not the fact that you have a shop class for like 12-year-olds.
For 11-year-olds. You could be 11 and be in that shop class. It was a horrible idea.
Yeah, we had welding as well, and I took 2 years of welding, but it was in high school. But our shop teacher, she had a hair lip, and she was kind
of... Please tell the rest of the story in her voice.
So I was a teacher for high school in Wyoming. I had a hair lip, and I lived...
That's enough. Okay, back to your hair lip voice. Okay.
She stole a lot of the equipment and whatnot, but like she basically let us... For the first day that she let us into the shop on our own accord without her teaching us anything, we were going through this... Like, we already knew how to, you know, acetylene weld and use all the equipment and...
How old are you at this point?
I was 16.
15. Oh, okay. I was going to say, if you were like 11, that would be really impressive.
No, scary. No, we had very professional equipment. We had plasma cutters and everything. That was the one thing we did have was blue-collar equipment. And she gave us one day by ourselves, and everyone except my one friend made a weapon.
Oh, like just Shiv City.
Yeah, I made a pipe that had three nails, giant nails sticking out of it, and the top was wrapped in barbed wire.
All right.
And I guess I didn't learn much by the class because the pipe that I was welding to was galvanized. But so it's completely poisonous.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, the only way to weld galvanized metal, apparently, and not be completely sick and poisoned is to drink a lot of fucking milk. And
did you get poisoned?
No, because I drink milk way too much anyway, and milk is probably more unhealthy than, you know,
so
galvanized metal.
I had just steeled yourself with milk. You had barricaded your cell membranes with lactose before you inhaled all of the poison.
Yeah, I was bulletproof at that point. We had my bones were so strong. No,
all these other kids were literally just crumbling to dust.
Yeah.
They're coughing out their bones.
No one was like giving me a back rub while I'm welding. Like, no one was really too close to breathe that stuff in for my mistake.
Hey, buddy, what you doing? A little welding? Let's get a little shoulder rub.
Oh, man, you look tense. You look tense.
Work that one out.
That bead looks like you're stressed out.
Are you having a hard time at home, buddy? What's wrong? Let me just get right in there.
My parents just make me drink milk all day.
Yeah, that sounds hard. Let me just go around the front a little bit.
Ooh, yeah.
Let's massage this. Your solar
don't weld
plexus.
Behind my back. Don't massage behind my back. That's rude.
Massage your
let me massage
your frenum.
Anyhow, another good friend of mine, he made a giant fucking giant heavy pipe with two sharp metal triangles on each side, the most barbaric stupid weapon ever, where it's just like this, you hold on to this, is pointy, but we tested it out.
It heavy, it break you.
We had like the white painted brick in our high school, and we decided to test it out by swinging it straight at the wall. And we found out that brick is about that thin.
Wow.
And we just busted a giant hole in the side of the, like, next to the lockers in our shop class and everything. You know, whoops. But the only person who didn't make a weapon was my friend Joe, who actually tried to make a flower. He was doing something gay where he's trying to make something metal. And
I did that one time.
Sentimental.
Yeah,
sentimental for a girl. And he was trying to make a flower. And
a teacher with a hair lip
came in and, like, took all of the weapons, completely disappointed in us. And she also took his flower because she thought it was a weapon, too. And we just
it was a death blossom.
Death.
I did that one time. I did the try to make a thoughtful gift thing, and then I took so much shit for it. My we had a clock making thing. We did no metal. We did all wood, and we were given a clock kit. You know, the workings and the arms and whatnot, and you can basically jam that through anything, and it becomes a clock at that point. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not at all.
Okay, it's a little plastic box. It's got gears in it. And a thing sticking out of it.
I know what a clock is, but...
Right, no, the clock kit. Okay, so we've established clock. Now let's move one step forward to clock kit.
Oh, man.
It's a project box with a thing sticking out of it. You stick a battery in it, and then basically anything you stick that pole through is now a clock because the workings are all behind it, and this is going to rotate after you stick the arms on, right?
Okay.
Okay, so we were allowed to make anything. They're making football helmets and jet fighters, and we have wood burners, and we're burning. They're making plaques and writing their names poorly and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It was close to fucking Mother's Day or my mom's birthday or something. And she at the time collected Noah's Arks. And my mom was a kitschy / religious item aficionado for years at a time. So it would be like, for this year period, I collect angels for 5 years.
Okay.
And then for this 5 years, I'm really into Noah's Arks. And it would be like statuettes and music boxes and pictures and towels with stamped prints on them.
Was it an angels or thing or is it a cherub thing? Because
whatever.
Moms do both.
Sure, but I'm saying she would shift.
Okay.
But see, all of these were replacements for the fact that she used to collect what she referred to as pickaninnies, which were slaves.
Oh.
She used to collect slave figurines. And our house, and I this was when I was like born until 10. So I'm like, yeah, you've got 100 to like 150 slave babies. In figurine.
That's kind of cute, though.
All over your house, because that's normal,
baby
right?
Baby slaves are cute.
Yeah, exactly. In all fairness.
Well, no, also like old Uncle Remus types and Aunt Jemima types.
Oh,
They're sitting over a wash tub.
Right.
And the thing that you don't realize when you're young is that wash tub, that's not her clothes in there. That's her slave master's clothes, and he's going to beat her if they're not washed right.
Right. Well, in all fairness, black babies are cuter than white
That's
babies.
True. That's true. And they were adorable. But yeah.
It's better than, like, precious moments.
Right. It was devastating moments, figurines. devastating moments from human history, figurines.
That is great. That's a great knickknack, is devastating moments.
Yeah. So we've got these commemorative slavery figurines all over. You know, do you miss the good old days when you could own a person?
Yeah.
Well, don't, you know, keep the spirit of slavery alive by putting some commemorative slavery figurines all over your goddamn
house. Now you can own a carving of a person.
Right. It's next best thing. They don't do as much work, but yeah. So, I mean, they're on our TV. They're on our mantle. They're on every surface in our house. And it became one of those things where it's like, you know, a person one day is like, I like cows. And they put a cow on their desk. And then for the next 15 years, they get cows as presents.
Yeah.
That's what happened to my mom.
You can never stop that once you're in that loop.
Right. My mom got in the slave baby loop. So, which sounds different. That sounds like some sort of ring of human trafficking. But she got in the slave baby loop and got a dozen new ones a year. I mean, it was a fucking epidemic. And I didn't know there was anything even slightly off about them. Our house is fucking overrun with them. And Jesus, I've been talking about this so long, I forgot why I started this story.
Did they have like the stereotypical like super red lips?
Big giant watermelon-eating lips. Many of them were eating watermelon.
Really?
Like literally holding and just chomping away.
Well, that's kind of nice. I mean, that's a slave break.
They looked less like actual black people and more like white people in blackface.
Oh,
like,
man, blackface figurines.
They were really...
That's insensitive.
I would like to...
That crosses the line.
I would like to meet your mom.
Well, I'm glad you can't. Wait, can you remind me why we started down this track of why things were in my house as I was growing up? I said she had...
Oh, Noah's Ark! Noah's Ark! Yeah. Talk.
Where I was hoping to go with this is that you're going to make a point about how middle school shop classes are modern-day slavery.
Right. Yeah, that was my treatise. Okay. That was my essay. Okay. Yeah, you've got the point of it. That's what I need to say.
All right.
So anyway, I decided to make my mom a Noah's Ark clock to add to her vast collection, which was, I had learned at the time, better than the slave babies that used to adorn our entire existence. And I took 6 weeks of abuse from the scariest, most violent, most hateful thugs in our school for making a goddamn Noah's Ark with like a giraffe head sticking out of it.
Yeah.
Fucking cute and biblical and fucking goddamn.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you should have made a slave baby clock. You would have gotten way less flack.
I should have. I would have been like, it looks... Never mind, I can't finish that sentence.
Well, I mean, did you really get a lot of ridicule considering you're in like the Bible capital of the...
For doing something... No. It was not because it was biblical. It was because it was...
Cute?
For someone else... from a place of affection, as opposed to, for instance, a metal implement for murdering somebody.
Like, yeah, that is way cooler, you faggot.
So that's what they were all making. They were making, like, I made a wooden sword with a clock in it. You know, like, I made... One guy made a gun. One guy made, like, a 9mm and put, like a rap lyric at the time. Yeah. It was like 94.
I made a
Catherine
wheel, you know, to break your bones slowly, but it also tells the time.
And his commemoration for Catherine Wheel, who is one of my favorite 90s alt groups. So,
why would you like Catherine Wheel? I like the torture device way more than the band personally.
That's true. I was there a song X French T-shirt? Remember that?
I can't remember.
I believe that was Catherine Wheel.
I wasn't into the Brit punk thing.
Oh, I was so into anything on 120 minutes. Anything Matt... Hey guys, this is Matt Penfield. Today we're going to see a brand new one from the Pixies. And I'm going to slowly devolve into more of a potato. He was great.
Yeah, he was great.
I loved it when he would have bands on that he knew their histories better than they did. You know?
Yeah.
He's like, we're sitting down here with Nirvana. Now you guys, before Chad Channing was your drummer, before Dave Grohl was your drummer, you had another drummer named Jake Fuckface. And I'm like, no, he didn't. He's like, you absolutely did. Anyway, let's move on. Like, he was so... This encyclopedic knowledge of completely trivial, useless grunge rock bullshit. I love that guy. He is back on the air.
Wait, where?
VH1 Classics at like 4 a.m.
He's on a radio television program.
They are airing new episodes of 120 Minutes. In addition to, they've started airing 120 Minutes on VH1 Classics with no interviews and no Matt Pinfield and no Kennedy. And remember Kennedy? Mm-hmm. Before America was so politically divisive, Kennedy was a Republican. She was an outspoken Republican. Remember that?
I don't remember Kennedy at all. You might be too young for that. Yeah.
Okay.
A little bit.
Kennedy was the host of Alternative Nation, mm-hmm. and she was every Alterna boy's fuck fantasy. She, you know, wore 4 flannel shirts at the same time, Doc Martin boots, way too big shorts. Right. And kind
of like to break glass and swear.
Right. Messy hair and big rimmed glasses.
Right.
And she was also like a staunch conservative. But back then that meant something very different than it means now. So it was like, I want to be different. So I like, you know, whoever. I like George Bush or senior.
Yeah, it's all sports teams, you know. They kind of traded quarterbacks since then.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I used to love the Eagles and now I love the Vikings. It's all the same dudes or some shit. And it's kind of the same way now with that stuff. So. It was, she was.
Oh, man.
Where
is she these days?
Who gives a shit, you know? Because she's probably just gross and stupid and old. I mean, but god damn.
Yeah, grunge doesn't look good on an old person.
Remember Duff?
I don't.
You don't remember Duff? Duff was the short-haired version of Kennedy. I think that's probably how they cast her. We need a short-haired Kennedy with more of kind of dick-sucking lips, you know?
Oh, right.
She was great.
That's important. I mean,
VJs used to be a thing. That was like a thing that you internalized.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, aren't you a little bit surprised when you hear that VH1 is still around?
Well, I find myself watching it more often than I would ever think, especially growing up, because when you grew up, it was MTV was badass and VH1 was Michael Bolton, you know?
Yeah.
These days,
VH1 didn't care. They're like, let's just throw in a little bit of pop country.
Well, VH1 now shows like Spinal Tap 4 times a week, and they show They've got
Netflix at my place. I mean,
yeah, it's weird. There is a place for VH1 now that they did not used to carve out. They went through a period where they were almost exclusively reality shows based on Flava Flav.
Yeah,
like I don't mean one. I mean like four.
Yeah, Chuck dude.
Yeah, and then that one girl shit in his house, like right on the floor.
I did not see that.
And then that was like
episode.
The end of it.
That's the end of it. Flava Flav's like,
this was like five or 6 years ago, and it was like the finale where he was going to pick the girl who was going to pretend to be his girlfriend. You know,
took a shit on his floor.
She was wearing a miniskirt, and she had to shit during the finale.
Okay.
And instead of telling the producers, "Let's stop everything. I need to go shit," she shat right there.
Okay, well, I'm no Flava Flav, but I would agree that I would only be with a girl who's potty trained.
No. I think he picked her for that.
Oh, really?
No, probably not. But I mean, it's a bold move, you know? It's a bold move. And he looks like if the Crypt Keeper was black, you know?
Yeah, no, he looks like Hexus from Ferngully, remember?
Yes,
yeah.
He does. He looks.
He's got his ribs sticking out, and he's just all coiled up, and he's just a black smoke that flows around, like this drippy black smoke.
He's oily. He's very oily.
Yeah,
he's... He's like he's made of melted Tootsie Rolls.
Yeah, when you take the glasses off him, which not many people have done, but when you take it, like, he just has just empty, soulless holes
and
in his skull.
Glowing red light coming out of him.
Yeah, it's true. And he, you know, is also, I don't know, he probably has
It's actually hard for me to remember that people take Public Enemy very seriously.
Well, Chuck D was a good
But like, can you think of
person.
Two more, like, dichotomous figures that were in the same group, you know? Like... He's just a bullshit clown with like no talent at all.
No.
And then you've got Chuck D,
who had something to say to people.
And you know, even though he's still saying the same thing after 25
Pretty
years,
much.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I mean, at least he had a little bit of a soapbox mentality instead of doing the generic, you know, anybody's lyrics where it's like, I hope people relate to this, and he was like on a soapbox telling people
he wanted to affect social change.
He was like, this gangster movement is fucking stupid, and he was saying that in like 91.
Yeah.
He's like, grow up, telling people to grow up. Yeah. And then like Flava Flav would pop in and be like, Yeah,
it's harder than you think being a rich rapper for no reason. I'm just a hype man.
Klotz boy.
Yeah, Klotz boy.
I can tell the time. See, what I should
Other
have done.
Other rappers ain't shit.
What I should have done is put that whole Noah's Ark thing on a chain.
Oh, man.
And then they would have respected that.
That's true. I mean, they would have respected that, especially since, you know, once you do the gangster god-loving thing, no one, like, for some reason, no one puts their foot down and says,
liked how, like, in, like, 96 or so, like, Bone Thugs and Harmony, all of their songs were about murder or God or both.
Hey, DMX was the same way. I mean, you know, that whole, got blood on my dick because I fucked a corpse. And I'm a nasty nigga. That's all on his album, Lord Give Me a Sign.
Right.
And no, I can't find the video.
Give me a sign that I should wash all this corpse blood off my dick.
Yeah, exactly. It was all over VH1 and it was all over MTV, but I cannot find the video of when he just sat there and cried his ass off on stage over Jesus Christ. You know, and no one was just
that's stupid.
You can't say that you're a gangster, you kill people, and also you love God. Why?
I think God killed the most people, though. So, I mean,
he did.
He's pretty gangster.
Well,
and he's still up. He's still doing it.
Are you talking about God or are you talking about Christ? Because they have different body counts. You know, one has like one, like God's like a level 60 and Christ is like, I don't know.
Christ might be in the negative. I think he brought a few people back.
Really?
Yeah.
He did bring him in.
A little resurrection side work.
He just has different trophies and achievements.
Right. As far as like ex-God live, he's got different badges.
Instead of making a plague that destroys an entire country, he brought someone's vision back.
Yeah, yeah. Also, that's got to counterbalance it almost not at all. But none of that stuff happened. So,
well, you know, I think I believe in that, and I also believe in curb stomping someone who I disagree with.
Okay,
I happen to have incontrovertible proof that all of it happened. It's in this book I like to call the Bible.
Really?
Maybe you should read it.
Maybe I should.
No, the Bible.
I don't think so.
The Bible.
Probably not. But I had this Bible when I was a teenager that I used to get this enthusiasm for Jesus, like, oh wow, a thing that let me relate to Jesus in a way that's relevant to my teen needs or whatever, you know?
Teen needs.
And someone got me...
Masturbation?
Someone got me from the Christian bookstore the Life Application Bible for teens or for students or for middle school. I don't remember what it was called. And it was the entire Bible written in like teen slang.
Yeah,
the whole
yeah.
thing.
There's comic books for him and stuff too.
And I don't think I'm pretty sure I do not still have it, but I almost wish I had kept it because of it was written not just in teen slang, but like the 1993 version of teen slang. Like it was a Bible written from the perspective of neon pink sunglasses and a yellow hypercolor shirt.
Yeah, Jesus Christ was a pretty fresh dude.
Yeah, he was a pretty whacked out homie, you know? Yeah. Like it was like when white people use slang wrong, you know?
Oh yeah.
Like backwards. And he's
then,
funky dope.
And then Jesus was all like, blessed are those who just chill out sometimes.
Yeah, just kick it with their homies. So Jesus was kicking it with his dozen or so homies.
And, yeah, it was a dozen. It was a literal dozen of homies.
It wasn't even a baker's dozen of homies, you know?
No,
well, cronies. With him it was.
Yeah, he had Christ cronies. And, yeah.
This was also when you would buy those shirts that were like Jesus pieces or whatever. Like, it was like any brand name made to be about Jesus. You know, you could buy at the Christian bookstore. Those were the worst. Those were the absolute worst.
Chicken in a Bethlehem. Yeah.
What?
Chicken in a basket.
I don't get it.
Chicken in a basket.
I don't get it. Is that a Chick-fil-A reference? They like Jesus a lot.
Oh, they do.
Chick-fil-A does?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a Utah thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, no, they're Mormon.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. I just barely learned that. Still haven't eaten there, you know, because I actually feel a physical burning when I walk in.
Here's the problem with Chick-fil-A, okay?
Okay.
Of all the fast food there is, of all of it, Chick-fil-A is the most hateful and the most delicious.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's true. It's the best. It's the best
it
fast food
Raising
you can
Cane's,
buy.
Their chicken McBiggets are like phenomenal.
Chicken McBiggets are wonderful.
Yeah. So it beats Raising Cane then?
Which I've never been there. We just got that.
Which is the converse of it. Yeah.
What? They're atheists? Like,
is it like the agnostic?
They're Satanists.
Chicken?
Yeah.
That's why it's so good.
Yes. And there's not enough Satanists on the surface, especially with chain restaurants.
I would totally eat at a Satanist chicken.
Hell yeah.
Fried
I
chicken
would
restaurant.
Too.
They probably like Cajun everything.
Pentagram packs seance sauce and like yeah
and then the fact that you know you can really
a wicca witch or a witch
if you love Satan and you're next to satanic people, you know they'll protect you. You can't really have that same feeling when you're with you know people who are followers of the Lord.
I thought you were about to do a commercial for the play. If you love Satan and you love chicken, come on down to Raising Cane's. And in the background, they're like carving a pentagram in a chicken as it bleeds into a chalice.
No, like they're literally lighting candles and trying to raise Cain, who was a demon.
Yeah. Cain, be your server today.
I call thee forth, Cain. I call thee forth in the name of all that is unholy and the Lord of lies.
And here at Raising Cane's, we have seven circles of sauce.
It's Cain from Cain and Abel, like the first murderer.
Right.
They're raising him to like fry your chicken.
Yeah, exactly.
Try our new chicken burgatory. I'm sorry for that.
Have you tried our new Beelzeburger?
To be fair, Burgatory is a pretty amazing name for
it. That is. That's great. I love that.
I'm going to take that.
Okay. That's Burgatory. That's their beef offshoot.
Yeah.
When they open up sort of an A&W style restaurant, it's Burgatory. That'll be the name of this episode. Whenever people don't know why it's called that, they'll have to wait to the ass end to find out.
Yeah.
Burgatory. Go ahead and write that down. Burgatory. You guys just...
Yes, give that a timestamp.
Just talk amongst yourselves while I write down...
So how is Burgatory? It's somewhere between Taco Heaven and Chicken Hell.
Chicken Hell.
Taco Heaven. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
Up there in Taco Heaven.
There's a place down the road from my house called Taco Delight. Both words in that title are a lie. There's nothing honest in the name of that restaurant.
What, do they have hoagies or what?
It is not a thing you would call a taco, and it's most definitely not a delight.
Was it just
it's,
like,
it's more like taco mistake or like taco regret.
Taco regret, yeah.
Burrito regret. Don't eat there. At least it's honest.
Yeah, it's like a tortilla abomination.
Tortilla regrets,
it's not that catchy, is it? Tortilla you just, regrets.
No, when you pull up, it's like Sonic. You pull up to a drive-in window, and instead of a menu, it's just a mirror that you can stare in and think about what you're about to do.
Yeah, like, most people like kind of give up halfway through the drive-thru, and they're like, can I take your order? And then just drive off.
Half the windows aren't even hooked up. It's just like, fuck it. I don't even want to be here.
Oh,
you
man.
Probably don't want to be here. You should go.
You know, yeah, like, I mean, I still feel that, you know, even though we're not in any sort of Scandinavian area, I think... Where is this going? The satanic market isn't, like, milked enough.
You're not... Look, we cater, especially in Texas, we cater to every fringe religious group. You have to tiptoe over everyone's feelings.
Really?
You have to have special, you have to have special sort of dispensations for every religious group as long as they're pro-Jesus.
Oh.
Because there's like 90 pro-Jesus religions. And
I would say a lot more than that.
Well, in Dallas.
Oh, in Dallas.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, we don't...
In Dallas, we don't give the Lord, Taoists.
Either way.
Okay.
we don't give the Lord of Lies enough right. credence here, I feel
the Lord
like.
Lord of Lies?
You know.
That's kind of nice to say.
He's really the best at it, so, I mean, come on.
He's just a liar, Oh, man. He's just, you know, like, it's not that he does evil things like, you know, put worms in your eyeballs.
Old Scratch. I like to call him Old Scratch.
Old Scratch.
Yeah. I like the more playful names. You know, Beelzebub sounds pretty serious, so I go with Old Scratch.
I like to call him Arrow Butt.
Arrow Butt, yeah, because he's like that cat.
I call him Beelzebuddy.
Beelzebuddy.
Yeah, Beelzebuddy.
Let's see. Names for the devil in Google. There's some funny ones, actually. There's 40 names for the devil. And
40 names.
Accuser. Adversary.
Oh, yeah.
Adversary. Author of all sin. That's a good one.
Author of all. I thought that was Dan Brown.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I feel like you're onto something there.
The author of all sin.
Chief of demons. Deceiver.
The publisher of punishment.
The blogger of torture.
Beelzebub Barnes and Noble.
Yeah.
Half price torment.
Fallen angel, father of all lies, father of contention, the morning star. Yeah.
Father
the great
of
dragon. Yeah, these are great.
These are all
Mammon, Abaddon, old serpent.
Old serpent, yeah, that's good.
That's a really good one. I feel like these are things we should bring. Slanderer, son of perdition.
Son of perdition.
Son of the morning. These are great names that we should be using for stuff.
These are good names for metal bands, yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
how many? Son of the morning. Every one of those is a metal band, guys. Come on, I mean.
I mean, and then they give, you know, the Savior a literal name. Like, you know, Jesus H. Christ. I don't know what the H stands for, like Hubert or something.
No, it's like, hey, bros.
Hey, bros. Like, I figure he's like...
Jesus, hey, bros, Christ.
They're like, you know, Jesus H. Christ, and the H is really like...
Hamburger.
Hung.
Hung.
Jesus, well hung Christ. Jesus W. H. Christ. Well hung. Well, he had to be.
Yeah, oh, Jesus H. Christ, look out for, you know, the publisher father of mourning.
the publisher of pain.
Yeah.
We're doing a great job tiptoeing around those Jesus things.
The Dewey Decimal Dragon. Yeah.
Dewey Decimal Dragon.
The hooved hate machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The
split tongue serpentine.
Well, that just sounds accurate. That isn't... I don't see where the bookstore pun is in that one, but
the dick sucking demon prince of hell. I figure that Christianity would see Satan as a gay man.
You know what? Why have they not glommed onto that yet? Brothers and sisters, he was a fornicator.
We all Satan know was he a, was flaming.
He was a gay.
Like the parallels are there. He's flaming. He likes to party. He's hard to explain to your children, you know?
Yeah.
It's hard to explain to your children. Yeah, he makes me uncomfortable within my own.
The flaming fallen angel. I feel like the great gay antichrist.
I love that, especially in Mormon religion, basically Jesus Christ is the son of God, and then Satan
disowned
is the brother of God, so that means he's Uncle Satan.
He's the disowned son of the morning.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, hey, Uncle Satan. Let's have, you know, I think I should.
Oh, hey, Uncle Satan.
Hey, Uncle Satan. Yeah. Uncle Satan's kids. Uncle Satan's just like, hey, you want to go camping? Yeah. I like your abs.
Why don't you take your shirt off and show me you've been working out?
Yeah, why don't you drop that purple robe that's stuck to your skin?
Oh, gross. Gross.
It is my skin. It is my skin.
Hey, can I touch your side wounds? Can I fill up your spear holes?
You want to see something cool? Yeah, okay. Grab onto my tail. You always fucking try to convince me to grab that. I'm not going to do it.
You're
going to
fart on me. I know you're either going to fart or you're going to get a boner. Either way, I don't want to do it.
Oh, man.
I'm going to do both. I'm going to do it all.
See, Satan is just a homosexual that has like a, one of those radiated snake penises where it's just two-headed.
Well, he's gay, but he's your old annoying uncle who like tells bad jokes and gets drunk too soon at parties.
Yeah, he doesn't have evil intentions. He's just a
pull my cloven hoof.
Yeah, pull my cloven hoof. Yeah, everything about him is split.
It's split or cloven. Sure, he's got a cloven dick with a hoof right on little wedged hoof on the end.
Yeah, and he has the whole pan pants.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Backward goat knees. Sure. Yeah.
That's actually like, that's not so uncomfortable.
I feel really. Like that's an. He can find a good place to sit when others are still longing for a chair. You know,
that's true. Yeah.
He just kind of rests on his haunches.
Yeah, and man, you should hear him count.
What?
He's got hooves.
Oh, okay. Like a donkey.
Yeah, like a lot like a donkey.
Like a donkey.
Yeah, he'll donkey kick you to hell. See, Satan doesn't get
enough. He's the demon
credit.
Donkey, the demon donkey master. Sure, yeah. Absolutely.
The demon donkey demon.
Yeah, absolutely. I feel like you've covered that as accurately and as eloquently as it could be. The demon donkey demon.
The demon donkey demon of you know, demise.
Of demonicness. Yeah,
of demonic demise.
And he is the spokes. Chicken or whatever for Raising Cane's.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Yeah, Will, we got to wrap this up so I can go back and fly into a flame.
Yeah, I'm probably just going to cut it somewhere, anywhere, right around here.
Bye.
And then come out of it.
You should just cut it off mid.
All right, goodbye.
That'll be at like 1:12-ish. Well, I'll see the end of it, so it won't even matter.
Yeah, just cut off the first half.
Shia.
Cut all.
Hey, Jenny, I gotta tell you, I am super impressed that you managed to keep your stupid trap shut that whole time.
It was so hard. It was
that
so
really,
hard.
I did not imagine that working out at all.
It's because she's so close to the soundproofing.
I have the best to say, you know.
She's over there just grinding her teeth.
All right, I'm gonna go do some bath salts.
She's out here. She's biting through her tongue ring, her lip rings.
I was just like, can I please save this? That's all I could think the whole time it was happening.
Stop. Just stop, right?
Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. My name's Rob. I'm a big fat idiot.